Under Wisconsin law, someone who is wrongfully convicted can receive up to $5,000 a year for his or her wrongful imprisonment, up to a cap of $25,000. But the claims board ruled this week that $25,000 isn't adequate to compensate Robert Lee Stinson for the 23 years he spent in prison for a murder he didn't commit. So they've asked the legislature to approve giving him another $90,000. Wisconsin Innocence Project co-director Keith Findlay says that recommendation can be read as a strong indicator that state officials are beginning to realize state law needs to be changed.
I have to think and hope that there is a growing awareness that Wisconsin's compensation statute is simply inadequate, that it's woefully outdated, and that $5,000 a year capped at a total of $25,000 comes nowhere close to adequately compensating people for spending many years in prison for crimes they didn't commit.
Wisconsin is one of 22 states that grants compensation to wrongfully convicted people, but it offers them one of the lowest dollar amounts. Florida, for example, grants an innocent person $50,000 per year of incarceration with a $2 million cap, while Louisiana, which offers $15,000 a year with a $150,000 cap, also allows the court to pay for community college tuition. That's how Milwaukee exoneree Robert Stinson plans to spend the $25,000 the state has granted him. But he also believes he deserves another $90,000 to help him get the training he needs to start a real career. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.